An exhibition of contemporary art that uses Nazi images has just been unveiled in Manhattan at the Jewish Museum. It's called Mirroring Evil, Nazi Imagery, Recent Art. The idea of the show has appalled some people who lived through the Holocaust, but the museum is defending it. David Darcy reports.
Most of the images in Mirroring Evil come from popular culture. The first galleries are lined with pictures of Nazi characters from movies and television shows. Past a Lego set from which you can build a concentration camp, there's archival film of Hitler and an audio track that an Israeli artist has edited to sound like Hebrew. Hello, Jerusalem. I apologize. The show opens after months of debate over whether conceptual art's detached satirical tone could or should do justice to such a horrific experience, and whether the Jewish Museum should be showing it. The museum's director, Joan Rosenbaum, says that anyone who comes to the exhibition with an open mind may discover that Mirroring Evil is deeply serious.
This exhibition uses contemporary art to make a challenging, disturbing exploration of the nature of evil.
Curator Norman Kleiblatt got the idea for the exhibition after seeing the Lego concentration camp by artist Zbigniew Libera, which the museum acquired. It's been in many exhibitions dealing with the Holocaust.
One of the viewers looked at that piece, and the viewer was a survivor, and said, had we only been able to see that in Germany in 1932, we would have known what was coming.
Kleiblatt and Rosenbaum call the show a warning. Critics, many of them Holocaust survivors, have called it an affront and asked the museum to remove the Lego set and a picture in which an artist superimposed himself holding a Diet Coke can onto a photograph of Jewish prisoners in Buchenwald. Both works are still in the show, although Rosenbaum agreed to put the Diet Coke can on a computer screen visitors have to access, and they've created a special exit halfway through the show for those who just want to leave.
Holocaust survivors are among our constituents, and so it was a gesture to acknowledge their feelings.
One work that bothers a survivor on the museum's board, Fania Heller, is a set of three brightly colored canisters of poison gas used at Auschwitz, stamped with designer perfume labels and called Gift Gas. Gift is the German word for poison.
We were promised, okay, they're not going to be hurt, they're not going to be insulted. And after all, it's a free, you know, it's freedom of speech. If I know that if when I go in and I see the product Gift Gas and I'm afraid to get a heart attack, I'm not going to go.
Heller, who's endorsed the show, says it isn't for survivors, but for young people.
I'm upset when I go out and I speak and I meet 18-year-old kids who tell me there was never a crematorium, there's never, why don't you forget, why don't you forgive, the Germans are not old. And I said they were young when they were killing me, and I'm not forgetting.
Artists themselves say this show is about memory, painful memory. A large cross on the floor by Misha Kubal of Germany has projectors at the ends that spew out light to outline a swastika pattern.
I can understand that some people maybe get offended or get, you know, somewhat irritated, but I think that's part of contemporary art, and that's how contemporary art works.
So far there have been threats, but no demonstrators at openings for patrons and for press. Art critics filed through yesterday and noted that many of the works, or conceptual works like them, have been exhibited in galleries, biennial art shows, and in museums. Howard Kissel writes about culture for the New York Daily News, which, like most big city tabloids, never met a scandal it didn't like. Mirroring Evil isn't a scandal, he says, just a contemporary art ritual.
It's an attempt to shock, but by and large we take it in our stride. And to me, it just is a kind of ritual dance. They put up the art, the journalists call attention to it, people get excited. Does it have lasting significance? I don't think so. It's a form of journalism rather than art.
The show and its significance will be debated every afternoon at the Jewish Museum, another concession to its critics. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.